Wow. It's so much prettier through the telescope. Ara Sophiacae, in full bloom. I am so glad we got to see it in time, sweetie. Yeah, almost once in a lifetime. It happened when we were toddlers, and it'll happen again, but nowhere near this bright. It's probably the rarest thing we'll ever get to see. Yeah, more so than black holes. Rarer than pulsars. Yes, Smarty Pants. Rarer than magnetars as far as we can see, but seriously, have you been watching those astronomy videos that you used to make fun of me for? Oh, so now you tell me you're hooked. I guess you know what it is you're looking at then? So close, but no. Not a supernova, though. If I ran a game show, I would definitely give you bonus points, because you are the loveliest, smartest, most attractive contestant I've ever had on my roof. Yeah, here. I brought a couple of extra blankets. The stars can wait. I still want to make sure that the one I love is all warm and bundled up first. So yeah, what was I? Right. No, it's not a supernova, just a regular nova. Not that they knew what the difference was when they were naming them. The supernova is the end bit where the star goes boom. It's fused all of its hydrogen and wants one last go at the universe, saying, boom, universe. So when the outside gets heavier, gravity starts getting a bit too hectic, and the star's outsides rush into the middle as hard and fast as they can. There, they smack into the core, sadly for it. Gravity and a giant star's worth of outer layers come together so hard that the poor thing just gets crushed. Sometimes it'll become an itty-bitty white dwarf star. Our sun will most likely do that. And sometimes it's crushed so hard it turns into... Yes, the ultimate trash compactor of the universe, a black hole. You know, I wish we'd had these conversations more often. Anyway, the bits that weren't in the core bounce off and fly off into the galaxy, making heavy metals that seed gas clouds that one day turn into even more solar systems, just like ours. No, I got you on a technicality, because I only just read that today. What we're looking at is, it's like a false start. I told you it was different, sweetie. No. I just wanted to lay out the scene for you. You know, try to impress you with my version of one of the universe's most beautiful stories of endings and new beginnings. Ara Sophiacae is a nova, not a supernova. That means that what we're looking at is a couple of stars, not one. One giant bright. Yes, and full of gas. The other is one of those white dwarfs I mentioned. Really small, but extremely heavy, and it straight to drain everything off of its partner, creating a big swirling disk of superheated, super dense gas falling down onto the white dwarf. Yeah, mooching. It's a cosmic mooch. Kind of a sad way to put it. But sometimes, as the gas is being pulled from the big, bright, impressive star, the disk becomes so dense and so hot that it causes a nuclear explosion, and it's massive, like so bright, that we can see it with the naked eye all the way from here. You could really be the one that's explaining this to me, you're right. But the bit that makes it rare is that it keeps happening to this one pair of stars. We've only seen this kind of thing 10 times in the Milky Way and barely at all from other galaxies. On the other hand, there are like nearly 40 of your favorites, magnetars, in our Milky Way. Sadly, one day the white dwarf will have leached so much of its partner's bright layers that it will finally explode forever, sending its partner flying off into the galaxy while it collapses into a dark remnant of its former self. So our sun will live for ages, then. But that's because it's on its own, right? You get it, don't you? You know why I took the time to tell you the story like that, right? Is that why you're crying? I'm so sorry, sweetie. I wanted tonight to be like our first date. Up here on the roof, because I knew it would be our last one. I know, but I'm not going to hold you back with a long-distance relationship while you go off to college. And I stay here as a graveyard keeper. I love you, and I don't want to cause you the guilt or the... No, it's college. You'll meet someone who makes your heart flutter within a week. All I'll be is the rock keeping you down. I am not the only person who will ever love you, sweetheart. But I love you enough to let you experience as much as you can. I don't know, maybe one day you'll be with an astronaut or even another marine biologist like you. No, I haven't stopped loving you. I never will. But I don't want the last chapter of this amazing, life-changing, hot, loving, caring relationship to be one of us getting drunk, 100 miles away from each other, and resenting the other because we had to say no to someone, or worse, resenting ourselves because we said yes. I can't do a long-term relationship, even if you think you can. I look at you, and the same lost kid who fell in love with you in middle school is still inside me and always will be. But I'm not foolish enough to think I'm the right person for you for the rest of your life. The part of me that... No, stop. Just hold me. The part of me that genuinely loves you is excited to see who you go out and become without me holding you back. I look forward to meeting the person who you find to spend the rest of your life with. Knowing you, the real you, makes me know that I'll dig that person and that they'll be my best friend. Heck, if I find someone too, we can always go double date. When you come back home to see your mother for holidays. Please, sweetie, please, think about it. Let's just make tonight a beautiful end to the most beautiful thing that's ever happened to us. I don't want to lie to you and say that we'll get through it together. I kinda don't think we should. Life is big, and I'm not too proud to admit that your goals in life are so much bigger than mine. So, just love me, and let's watch one of the most perfect sights the universe can show us. Together. And write the story of the perfect goodbye we said to our first loves.